You're listening to Gatoraders, the official podcast of Gatorade.com. Hi, I'm Joe Morgan, and it's just me this week. I am currently eating crow from my horribly awful Florida-Tennessee prediction from last week. I had the Vols winning 35-13 because I thought Florida's secondary would not be able to stop Tyler Bray and company, but I was wrong. Florida actually did lock it down despite 5 dropped interceptions and 6 pass interference calls. They held on. Also, Justin Hunter tore his ACL, Tennessee wide receiver. But, you know, they held on. Florida proved me wrong. And, you know, I thought they played a great I didn't think they played great. I thought they played well considering their personnel and the magnitude of that game. Florida's got a pretty good team. You know, they're better than they were at this point last year. They were ranked number 9 last year compared to 15, but, you know, the rankings really don't mean a lot. You know, Chris Rainey continued to impress over 100 yards receiving and rushing. And, of course, another blocked punt. I mean, Chris Rainey's an absolute monster. And, you know, and if he keeps trending at this rate, I really think that he could make a push for the Heisman Trophy. Chris Rainey is... I mean, I guess it's all coming together for him now. If he can just stay out of trouble and keep doing the right things, he could be a difference maker. Well, I mean, he already is. I mean, he could be a true game changer against teams like Alabama and LSU. So, anyway, we got Cody McKee on the show today. He's going to talk some Kentucky-Florida, excuse me. He's from nationofblue.com, so I'm going to go ahead and cut to the audio of our interview right now. So sit back, listen, and enjoy as Cody McKee of nationofblue.com breaks down the Florida-Kentucky game with me this weekend. All right, now we're going to head into our coverage of the Kentucky game upcoming this weekend, and we have Cody McKee with us to talk some Kentucky football. So, Cody, how you doing? All right, I'll go ahead and get right into it. You know, Florida's riding a 24-game winning streak in this series. Does that weigh on Kentucky at all?
The 24-game win streak probably to the team. They probably don't know much about it. But I guess, you know, losing it so much has probably brought a lot of the want to win. Like, it goes up along with coming off bad loss of Louisville. I think that rides out a whole lot.
All right, and you know, Kentucky ranks last in the SEC in scoring offense so far this season, and they're second last in total offense. Will Muschamp said this week that you know, the Wildcats just haven't found their identity yet. Is he spot on when he says that, or are there bigger problems offensively in Lexington?
Well, I think Kentucky found what they can do best this past weekend, and that, to me, is throwing the ball on the spread. You know, during the first 2 games, they thought they could use what is predicted to be the best part, and what you see on paper is the best part of the line. However, the run game, and Matt is running the ball. However, the run game really isn't effective. And with Sanders out, it really puts him down to just true freshman Josh Cummins. And, you know, this last weekend against Tennessee, you saw how Florida controlled the game whenever Tennessee lost the run game really, really early. Unless, you know, Cummins breaks a few runs and short passing game opens it up. I really think Kentucky offense really hasn't been found unless they get the spread and hopefully get the opening that they should help try and get the ball down the field.
All right. Yeah, you talked about Kentucky's offensive line and how, you know, that was sort of with the team's strength. How do you feel they'll counter Florida's front 7? You know, the Gators kind of struggled to generate a pass rush in the first 2 games, but then they exploded against Tennessee with 3 sacks.
You know, with Sharif Floyd, if I'm correct, coming back, he showed a big presence, you know, getting a pass rush, along with the rest of the line. I think the Tennessee line may not be the greatest, but I think they're a little bit better at Kentucky, and, you know, with pressure, you saw Tyler Bray was rushed and started, you know, throwing quick balls, and I think with Morgan Newton's inability to get rid of the ball quicker, Florida has a real big advantage there. You know, Kentucky's real banged up on the line, and having to start a true freshman right tackle is not good when you have going against Sharif Floyd. So it'd be interesting to see how Florida really takes advantage of that weakness of Kentucky right now.
All right, what concerns Kentucky the most about Florida heading into this weekend?
Like I just touched on, I really think it's the pass protection and keeping up with the receivers of Florida. With Andrew Hill on the line and Sharif Floyd being a big presence on the D-line, and Morgan just not being able to get the ball to the right receiver. For Florida, I think if Morgan just gets the ball out, I think he has a good enough arm to get deep balls and hopefully in Kentucky's case some touchdowns. Giving up six sacks though was a big thing last week to a Louisville team that really isn't that good. But the biggest thing to me is defensive backs for Kentucky and Florida's ability to get to the quarterback against a weak O-line.
All right, and the Gators secondary is a pretty young and experienced group. They had six pass interference penalties last weekend, but at the same time, Kentucky's kind of struggled in the passing game. So, something's got to give this weekend. Which side do you think will end up coming out on top?
Watching that game last week, you really showed how Florida was there, but, the penalties really, let Tennessee have a few yards and, set up the block touchdowns that they have. I really think Florida has the advantage here with the fact that Kentucky hasn't shown the ability to catch the ball and catch it consistently. Lorac King's the only true guy that they can focus on. I mean, the tight ends really haven't showed up the first couple games, and they really haven't found that go-to guy yet. So Florida, they can – I think they fixed the problems with the penalties. A lot of the calls are iffy. I know one was Zach Rogers on the sideline was, I don't really think it was back in the finish call. Back in the finish call, excuse me. And as long as they can send the ball to Lorac King, I think the UK has a lot of young receivers that haven't had a lot of SEC experience at all and having the ability to catch the ball consistently. I really think Florida prevails.
All right. And before you go, I'm going to ask you to complete these two sentences here. Kentucky wins if...
All the right places, all the right pieces fall into Kentucky. Florida not play a good game, makes a lot of mistakes. Morgan Newton gets enough time to get the deep ball and catch it. A lot of deep passes in the spread well. And instinctively, they stop Christian and Jeff Dents.
All right, and Florida wins if...
They just do their job. Kentucky hasn't shown the big ego that they thought they could, at least compete a lot better than what they have. I think that they just do their job and, got the ball off and play good defense. So they'll be all right.
All right, that's Cody McKee breaking down the Kentucky Wildcats before this weekend's game. Cody, thanks for your time.
Oh, no problem, man.
All right. All right, that was our interview with Cody McKee of nationofblue.com. And check him out on Twitter. His Twitter handle is at CLMcKee86. Again, that's CLMcKee86. All right, so Cody had a lot of interesting things to say there. Breaking down Kentucky seems kind of boring, especially with, Kentucky's not exactly setting the world on fire this year, but... I mean, Cody had a lot of interesting things to say, and he knows his stuff about the Wildcats, so, we really appreciate him coming on. He offered a lot of good insight on that team. This weekend, I'm going to go ahead and predict a Florida win. I don't really see Kentucky being able to hang with the Gators, even at home. They may make it close for a quarter, but, I think the only team in the SEC that's probably worse to Kentucky is Ole Miss. I'm actually picking Vanderbilt over Kentucky this weekend, over Kentucky this season. Give credit to Vanderbilt. I think James Franklin's really changing the atmosphere there. It's going to be a slow process, but Kentucky's just not looking very good this year. I think Florida will score a lot of points, which will overhype them for the Alabama game until they're brought back down to earth by that Alabama defense. But, I'll get into more on the Crimson Tide on our next show. where Will will hopefully be back. Will got caught up some school stuff this week. You know, understandable. We're getting into the meat of the schedule in the school year. But, yeah, anyways, so that's our show. A little bit shorter this week, I know. But, you know, life happens. So we hope that we brought you some unique insight in the Florida-Kentucky game. Watch out for Chris Rainey on that Heisman watch. I mean, he's probably going to put up some big numbers this weekend, I can imagine, especially with Florida's success blocking punts against Kentucky in the past. You know, actually, one more thing. I'm going to cover one more thing. So I know you were getting ready to end this, but hold on a second. Earlier this week, Kentucky head coach Joker Phillips made some references to Florida's manner of blocking punts. It was kind of construed that Florida was cheating, or at least not necessarily cheating, but doing some, you know, I mean, I don't know if unethical is the right word, but apparently Florida, Joker pointed out some things that Florida was doing on the punt block team or whatever. You know, if it's not getting called, then I think Florida should just continue to do it. You know, I don't think Joker meant to start anything in the media. I mean, he's smarter than that. He's a good coach. There's not really much to it. I'm going to go ahead and post a link to that article, though, in the article body, the Gatorators article body on Gatorade.com. So go ahead and check out that link. It's going to be above, and I'll link it with punts and stuff, so it'll be easy for you to find. There's some good screenshots there to kind of illustrate what they're doing, but I mean, I'm sure Florida's not the only team to do it, and, you know, if there was something truly wrong with it, they probably would have discovered it by now. But anyway, that's the show. Now I'm done. We thank you for listening. Be sure to follow Will Smith on Twitter, Will_Smith52, and follow me on Twitter if you would like, @Joe_Morgan, as well as follow our Twitter account for the site, @GatorRaiders, and be sure to like us on Facebook, too. Again, thank you for listening, and enjoy the game this weekend. We'll talk to you again soon.